For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Cade Sneeven of Benton Central FFA Chapter in Indiana. He just won the Proficiency Award in Swine Production. Cade, start me off by telling me a little bit about yourself.
As a shy 10th and 8th grader, I wasn't raised in agriculture, so when my advisor approached me with the opportunity to work at a real-life farm, I was pretty ecstatic, and so my SAE for the last 4 years has been working at Cave County Pork, a confinement operation located outside of Otterburn, Indiana. We raise 4,200 to 4,600 hogs every 6 months, so during my 4 years, I've raised over 38,000 hogs for the consumption of the international market. Through my SAE, I've gotten the opportunity to, I'm now on scholarship at Texas Tech University, so it's been a wild ride through a high school, through not only working in FFA and working in my high school, but working on the farm to be able to get this knowledge that I would have not have gotten from the classroom.
Tell me more about SAE and some of the roles that you play on the farm.
So initially, when I was first working at Cave County Pork, I was a lot more of a learning side. It was just learn everything there was to know about the barn, how to run the barn properly, and all the things that outsiders wouldn't have known about the farm. And as health complications would tie the family up and things, I'd have to take on more and more responsibility until the one point where I could take over the entirety of the farm, where I could walk in one day, get all the chores done, and not have to message my boss and say, hey, I need your help to get this fixed, because I had enough training that I could go and get the job done.
What about some challenges that you have overcome within your SAE?
One of the biggest challenges is that lack of experience that I had at one point. When I was first working there, my boss couldn't come out one day, and so walking into the barn by myself and getting into the room with those pens that are 28 pigs in there, and when they're right around 300 pounds, it's a very overwhelming thing to, but you know you have to swallow that fear and really get the job done and get in the pen and do what my employer asked me to do. So it's just been a swallow the fear and get the job done.
So what's it like from not coming from an ag production background and now really being hands-on in agriculture production?
At one point, I saw it as my biggest obstacle in my life, because I couldn't relate to a lot of these FFA members that I was meeting at these conferences because I didn't have that. But through my proficiency, I can now communicate with people who don't have an agricultural background or do have an agricultural background and talk about the things that are blind to the public eye and how and where we need to advocate more so knowledge is spread out more. So I've just gotten the ability to being able to talk from both perspectives.
What about some big challenges that you have overcome within your SAE?
One of my biggest challenges in my SAE would easily be taking on the barn alone, because when you work for maybe a year or two, you have a lot of information, but the people who've been doing this for a lifetime and they've been learning it from people who've been doing it even longer, when you only have a year's training, you really don't know what all is going to come up. So being able to think on the fly and knowing when to reach out for help, because being the big man in the barn doesn't mean a whole lot when you can't get the job done.
What about some big life lessons that you've learned as well along the way?
I think the biggest thing that I learned is how important family is. And it's not just your mom and your dad, but the family of my employer and the family that I go to work with every day, that I go in there and I see them, and whether we're loading out pigs or we're vaccinating the piglets, it's a family, it's a communal thing that we need to get this job done for, because people are relying on us for them to feed our family.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I'd like to thank my parents, Jeff and Rachel Sneeven, my employer, Rick Moore, and his family, my advisor, Amanda Mullins, and great God Almighty.
What's next for you when you hang up your blue jacket?
I'm a freshman at Texas Tech University, so continuing the advocating for agriculture as a part of the judging team at Texas Tech.
congratulations again to Kate of Indiana, who just won the Proficiency Award in Swine Production, sponsored by National FFA Foundation and FFA Organization. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.